How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You've got Q104. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Today is going to be a stormy day.
I saw that. We got some rain in the forecast.
They say the first round of rain could arrive as early as 10 a.m. this morning.
Whew, okay.
And I'm keeping my eye on that because both of my boys are at a soccer camp. So Drew is attending the soccer camp. My oldest son, Will, is helping out with the camp because the high school kids, the high school team, they're there to, you know, help out the younger kids that are in the camp.
And I assume it's outdoors.
It's an outdoor camp.
Yeah. So.
And so I told Will last night, I said, you are responsible for him if they end up canceling this camp. Like, your mom's at work, I'm at work. Like, you can't just...
You can't just leave him there.
Yeah, you can't just head off with your friends and be like, well, it's raining and, you know...
I guess I don't got to do this right now.
We're going to go to McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or something like that. Like, you have to be responsible for your brother.
You got to take him home, man. Make sure he gets to where he's got to go.
I don't know. I don't know if that message got through last night. We'll see you later on today.
Yeah, you'll find out very soon.
The Q Morning Show. Bruno Mars, good morning, the Q Morning Show. Last night I'm laying in bed, and Paula is right next to me, and we're both on our phones, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the new Avengers trailer, which comes out. I start watching that. It's like, oh, I didn't know there was a new Avengers trailer. Paula looks over. She's like, are you watching the new Avengers trailer?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, yeah, I was going to. I didn't know that there was one. She's like, the boys wanted to watch that with you.
The trailer?
Yeah.
They wanted to watch the trailer with you?
Yeah, because they knew it came out, and they were both in the room, and they said, yeah, we know that the trailer's out. Let's watch it with Dad.
Aww.
Let's wait till we can all watch it together.
Okay, that's kind of cute.
So I said, Drew, is that true? And he's like, yeah, I haven't seen it. So I said, all right, let's go in the living room. We'll go watch it on the big TV.
Family sit down time, 2.5 minutes. Let's watch this new Avengers trailer.
And we walk in the room and I start to put it on the TV and Will's up in his room and I yell up the stairs. I'm like, hey, Will, did you see the new Avengers trailer? We're about to watch the new Avengers trailer. And he's like, I already saw it.
I could have guessed that. I could have bet money on that. Come on. He's 15 with a phone.
Like, so he was not concerned as much about waiting to watch it with Dad. So yeah, that's out there. If you want to watch it, this is Robert Downey Jr. in the movie. This is Dr. Doom.
Something's coming. Something we may not be able to deter before this day is done. We shall be faced with an unthinkable decision.
Listen to that accent from Robert Downey Jr.
I know nothing about Marvel or Avengers, but I'm so happy for you.
We will deter you from... I can't even do the accent that Robert Downey Jr. is doing.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on in that clip.
It's an unspeakable thing.
I'm way too behind in this franchise to try to pick up now.
That movie comes out this December. It's the Q Morning Show. Ella Langley, it's Q104. So I'm a coffee drinker. I think Alyssa is getting there.
I think I am too, actually.
She's adding more and more caffeine to her diet.
Yeah, and this morning I stopped at Dunkin' on my way to work. I had some extra time. I got myself a fancy latte. Bill, I don't think that it is coffee-y enough for me.
Not enough.
It's a little too milky.
Not enough caffeine? Or not, it's just not the flavor, it's not the texture, it's not the consistency that you want.
I think it's just not coffee-y enough, if that makes sense. Like, there's too much creamer, there's too much other stuff going on that is not the coffee and the caffeine. I never, ever thought that I would be the person to say, like, oh, it's too milky, there's too much other stuff. No, like, I love the other stuff, but...
Do you know how much caffeine is in it?
Not a clue.
I don't know how much caffeine I'm drinking on a daily basis. And I bring this up because the American Medical Association released a statement the other day. And, I mean, this is not groundbreaking here. They're linking the consumption of coffee and caffeine with cardiovascular disease.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, in a bad way, they kind of are they're saying the number now of how much coffee is too much.
And how much is that?
So they're saying 400 milligrams. And that's around 5 8-ounce cups of caffeinated coffee.
Okay.
A day. If you go over that, it's bad. But the 5 8-ounce cups of coffee should be safe for your heart. My problem is, who drinks coffee out of 8-ounce cups? Like, I don't know how much that is.
Yeah, who's keeping track of that?
I don't know how much 400 milligrams.
I have no idea.
I just fill up the travel mug.
I just got to kind of wing it.
And hope
that as long as I don't have the jitters, I assume I'm in the clear.
Nobody drinks out of an 8-ounce cup. That's way too small.
That is way too small.
All right, good vibes on the way this morning. Maybe it's your caffeine fix that you want to talk about. It could be anything. Anything that makes you happy. 216-474-0104. Good vibes are on the way. Let's head over to Westlake. Ellie has a good vibe to share with us. Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your good vibe, Ellie?
You guys, I finally passed my test to become a realtor so I can get my real estate license.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
Thank you. It took a couple of tries. That test is hard.
Hey, it don't matter as long as you pass it. How long had you been studying? Like, how long have you been on this journey to try to get your real estate license?
Well, I had to take classes, and then once I was finished with the classes, then I immediately started studying because I heard from a lot of people that, yeah, you might not pass your first time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't. So, yeah, it's been a few months that I've been studying, you know, waiting for the time to be here to take my test.
So what's next? Are you independent now, or do you have to find a job? What happens next?
Oh, I have to find a company, you know, that wants to hire me as a brand new real estate agent, you know. So, yeah, that's the next step.
Well, one of the interview questions be, how many times did it take you to pass this test?
No, I hope not.
All right, last question I have. In 30 seconds or less, are you able to describe the housing market right now? Like, what is happening right now? Is it hot? Is it coming back to earth?
Buyer's market? Is it a seller's market?
Oh my gosh. I would say right now it's crazy because everyone is, you know, wondering what the heck is going on, like with gas prices and everything. People don't have money, but they're thinking it's going to get better really soon. So I would say it is. It's more of a seller's market than a buyer's market right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still a good time to sell as far as, like, you know, prices are still good, but nothing like, you know, what they were back a few years ago when you could just, you know, there weren't enough houses. It's cooling a little bit.
Excellent answer from someone who just got their license.
Woo-hoo!
Like, someone should hire you today. Great answer.
Yeah, if anybody's looking for a realtor, Ellie. She is new on the markets.
Yes.
Ellie, congratulations. Good luck. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
You've got Q104. Looks beautiful this morning, except the rain is on the way. Could see storms as early as 10 a.m. this morning. Last night, the Guardians, an offensive explosion at Progressive Field.
Oh, yeah?
7 dingers.
Wowza.
7 long balls. 7 bombs.
Let's go.
7 jacks.
You got any more in there?
7 taters.
He's just going to keep going.
Final score, I think, 13-4 last night.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the Cavs. We got to talk about LeBron.
What is he doing?
Next, Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa with you. I'm going to make a pact right now. I'm going to make a promise to you.
Oh, yeah?
This is the last time I'm talking about LeBron James.
No, it's not.
Until he makes, until he actually makes the decision on where he's going to play next year. This is the last I'm going to talk about it because this is ridiculous. Now, the indecision is absolutely ridiculous.
It's kind of his thing. Like, I love LeBron, but this is kind of his MO.
To get us up to speed, I think this kind of explains where we're at right now. This is Shams Charania from SportsCenter, ESPN. He explains what's going on.
I spoke to Rich Paul, his longtime agent, this morning, and Rich Paul made it clear to me that the choice is LeBron James's right now. It's up to him on a choice of which team he wants to play for.
Yeah, we know
all
that.
All of the information is in. The teams are set. Everyone's made their moves. There is no decision, no choice yet. There's no timetable on a choice as of yet, but we know the teams. Cleveland, Miami, Philadelphia, Golden State, Minnesota, all are waiting on this. This has a domino effect around the league with other free agents as well.
This is the longest decision. This is the longest he's ever taken to make a decision. Like even back in 2010 when he went to Miami.
Oh, really?
It was a shorter amount of time.
Oh, wow. So he's really just taking his sweet time on this one.
Yeah.
I'm getting annoyed, though, because I keep getting duped. Like, I'll open Instagram and I'll see an AI-generated image that says, like, breaking, and it has LeBron in a jersey of another team. And I think that he's made his decision. And then I keep scrolling, and I'm like, okay, I don't see it posted anywhere else. Clearly, this isn't real. So I would just like him to make a decision so that I can stop having my heart dropped in my butt every time I open Instagram.
This is what my head is telling me. He's waiting for the right moment because he's waiting on the Cavs. I think it's still going to be the Cavs. I still believe that in my head.
I really hope so. Like, the longer that we go, the less likely that it's looking that it will be us. So I just want it to be us.
I think he's waiting for the Cavs to do something. Like, it's a trade, or we're going to bring back Kyrie, or Kevin Love's coming back, or something like that.
Is that even on the table?
Sure.
Okay.
All of that's in the mix. But I don't know. I mean, it's to the point now where if he chooses to go somewhere else, I don't care.
Like, you're not even going to be upset about it.
I'm not. I'm really not. I mean, when you boil it down, this is a guy who's going to be 42 years old. I'm talking about just for the basketball part of it.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron coming home is a great story. It would be great for the city. And I'm taking all of that out of it. I'm talking about just the basketball.
Just the basketball portion of it. Our next season is going to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think that if he chooses another city, this is almost working for him, because I just think that we're all fed up now. We're all fed up waiting.
Yeah, we're like, whatever. Like, just make a decision.
Just make it.
It's fine if it's not us. Okay, just tell us. We just want to know. Don't lead us on.
He's making us break up with him. That's
pretty
what
much.
He's doing. The Q Morning Show. LeBron Watch continues.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bianca is joining us right now. Bianca, good morning.
Good morning.
Bianca wants to be in the group chat, which means Bianca is looking for some advice. Not necessarily ours, but she is looking for advice. Bianca, what's going on with you?
Okay, so I have like this really, really big decision to make, and I'm just not sure what to do. So thought it'd be helpful to talk it out here.
Let's go.
I just wanted to know, like, would you move to a city where you didn't know anyone?
I guess it depends on the reason.
Yeah.
I think Bill and I have both done that for jobs.
By myself? Yes.
So the reason I'm asking is because my boyfriend is in the process of transferring to a new job in Atlanta, and he wants me to come and move in with him. And like, also just for context, we do not live together right now. So it would not only be like, you know, moving to a completely new place, moving in with him, but then also like, you know, I'm not familiar with anyone there. I don't know one person besides him.
Yeah, that's a big move. I guess let's start here. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together a while. It's been like over a year for sure. I think, how long has it been now? Like a year and a half, maybe a little longer.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's been a while.
Now, let me ask you this. I know you said that you don't know anybody in Atlanta, but does the idea of moving to Atlanta entice you at all? Like, are you excited about that prospect?
Well, the thing is, you know, like, I love him and I see myself with him, you know, like we both see a future with each other. And we both don't really want to do long distance. Like, that's not really, that wasn't in my vision of how we would move forward in our relationship. So, you know, the idea of moving in with him does excite me, but like, you know, I don't know, going down there, like, I'd have to find a new job. I'd have to make friends, and, you know, he would be the only person I knew, which I love him and that's fine and everything. But, you know, it's like, then he becomes my whole life.
What are your friends telling you?
Well, my friends are like, you know, you definitely shouldn't move down there unless you're engaged or married. And like, I guess I see their point as well, but I've never felt as in love as I do now. So, you know, it's kind of like, I just feel like I'm caught between a rock and a hard place, you know?
Okay, so just to clarify, your boyfriend said move down with me, but is he giving you some indication that if you don't move down with him that you might break up soon?
No, you know, he was like, I really want you to be here and move down here. But, you know, both of us have agreed that we, if I don't, we would do long distance. It's just a very different experience, you know, to do long distance and only have a relationship on the phone when, like, all we've known is being together in person.
216-474-0104. So what should Bianca do? My initial gut feeling is no.
Really?
It feels like no.
Huh.
I'm checking my gut. I'm checking.
Well, here's a question for you, Bill, because I know you moved all over the place in the early aughts of your career in radio.
Right.
The first time that you moved out of Cleveland and you were with Paula, were you guys married?
No.
And she went with you.
We didn't get married for 6 years. That's kind of why I'm questioning this whole thing, because
what?
If Bianca was really in love with him and she really saw a future, maybe there would be no question. Like, maybe she would just take the leap and move.
Is that how it went with you and Paula?
I had no doubts in my mind. And so that's what's giving me pause here, is that Bianca has doubts. And so if you have doubts, maybe you shouldn't go.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that.
216-474-0104. Does anyone disagree with me? Bianca, what's your advice? Next, the Q Morning Show. 7:30, banger, it's Cascada. You've got the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're in the middle of the group chat. Bianca has a decision to make. She's been seeing a guy for over a year, year and a half, which is a significant amount of time, and also the time that you're considering taking the relationship to the next level. Do you get engaged? Do you get married? What's the plan for the future, right?
Not to mention, it sounds like she really, really likes him. She said she's like never really felt like this about somebody, but he just got a job. He's moving down to Atlanta. He wants Bianca to go with him. So now she has to decide, do I go where I don't know anybody down there other than him, or do I stay?
Let's start with Robert in Cincinnati. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How is it that you're in Cincinnati?
Well, I live in Cincinnati, but I am up here in the Lodi area, just driving a truck. I'm a truck driver.
All right.
And I heard the show this morning, and I heard Bianca's dilemma.
Welcome.
And listen, I have got three daughters, probably her age or older. And my advice would be, you know, not to move to Atlanta because her boyfriend got a job. If he wants it serious like that, it's been a year and a half, she said, you know, a little longer, he'll put a ring on her finger. She shouldn't be expected to up and leave her friends, her family, and move. I don't know where she lives, but if she's from around this area, that's probably a good 12, 13 hours away. So,
yeah, unless she really wants to. And the thing is,
that's what I was trying to figure out, if the idea even like excited her of like a change of scenery.
But the fact that she's questioning the entire thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Robert. Drive safe. Thanks for finding our show. Zach's in Shaker Heights. Zach, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on the group chat?
Well, it sounds like we're all in alignment here. I think long-distance relationships are incredibly hard to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think up front, yeah, well, we could make it work. I think at some point down the road, having done long-distance more than once in my life, it just is really trying mentally and emotionally. And since it sounds like she does, she's hesitating right now, regardless of her feelings for this guy, I think that's something that she needs to to dive into a little bit more, because the worst thing she could do is move and then have all these regrets,
yeah,
and then she's dealing with multiple issues all at once.
Mm. Thank you, Zach.
Not to mention, she could even end up resenting her boyfriend if she doesn't like the move, if she ends up not liking it down there.
Let's let Sam and Avon have the final word this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So, if you're going to move, then move. But you can't live in two different cities for the rest of your life with a long-distance relationship with no plan for the future. Like, you have to have a plan. So if you're going to do long distance, then do long distance with a plan.
I totally agree with that. Like, you have to have something to be looking forward to. You need a light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. So if you're going to do long distance, then do long distance, but do it with a plan. So we're going to do long distance for this period of time, mm-hmm, but this is our goal for down the road.
Yeah,
I did long distance, but with two different countries.
Oh, wow.
But there was an end.
Yeah. The only thing that I would add is, yes, have the plan, but then always reevaluate, you know, every couple of weeks, every couple of months, you know, so maybe start out long distance, mm-hmm, in a couple of months, think, well, how's this going?
Yeah, I would say try it out long distance for a little bit, go down and see him, go explore a little bit, get your footing.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, like, sign up for like a Bumble BFF or something. Like, see if you can make any friends from afar down there and be like, yeah, I'll be down there in 2 weeks to see my boyfriend. Would love to link up for coffee.
Yeah, maybe you'll fall in love with the city, Bianca, if you go down and spend some time in the ATL. But we would hate to lose you. We would hate to lose you, Bianca.
We would, but they always come back. Bill and I know that very well.
We just want you to be happy. That's the most important thing. 216-474-0104. The group chat this morning, it's Q104. I have Taylor in Huron. You listen to us in Huron? Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah.
You're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I'm going to give you 5 trivia questions. All you have to do is answer more of these questions correctly than Alyssa. You will win the game. Hopefully. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Here's question 1, Taylor. The Ship of Dreams was the original name for this movie before they changed it to what?
Titanic.
Question 2. What state features the famous Bourbon Trail?
Kentucky.
Question 3. Name the song by Beyoncé that explores men's unwillingness to propose and caused a dance craze.
Put a ring on it. All the single ladies.
Question 4. The oil company Dynaco is the sponsor of the Piston Cup in this Pixar movie.
Cars.
Final question. This part of your body is also known as the patella.
Kneecap.
Wow, Taylor. Taylor, you just came in here. You just called this show from Huron and nailed it. Nailed all 5 questions.
Yes.
Now, Alyssa's got to be perfect today. Let's bring her back in the studio. That happens next, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Taylor in Huron.
Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
How'd it go?
Pretty good.
Oh, come on, Taylor. You're underselling it. Tell her how you did.
I killed it.
5 for 5.
Woo! Yeah, you did.
Taylor was perfect. Now, Alyssa has to be perfect. I'm going to ask her the same 5 questions. I will not score her as we go along. At the end, we will reveal who wins this game.
Okay.
Question 1. The Ship of Dreams was the original name for this movie before it was changed to what?
Titanic.
What state features the famous Bourbon Trail?
Louisiana?
Question 3. Name the song by Beyoncé that explores men's unwillingness to propose and caused a dance craze.
Single Ladies.
Question 4. The oil company Dynaco is the sponsor of the Piston Cup in this Pixar movie.
Cars.
Final question. This part of your body is also known as the patella.
Your ankle?
Your ankle is incorrect. It is your kneecap.
Oh, no.
You got all of the other questions right, except for the state featuring the famous Bourbon Trail. That's in Kentucky. Alyssa misses 2. Taylor was perfect. Taylor is the clear winner of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woohoo!
Good game, Taylor. Killing it over there.
All right, Taylor, this weekend, a short drive, or I don't know how short of a drive it is, from Huron to Avon?
Not too bad, like 40 minutes.
You're going to the Tacos and Tequila Festival. We'll also send you the official Bill and Alyssa pennant and the diploma so you can prove to everyone that you beat Alyssa.
Awesome. Thank you. My name is Taylor, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Olivia Dean, it's Q104, the Q morning show. Our window to the world is Fox 8 News, because we're in an enclosed studio. And I noticed that the downtown Cleveland landscape behind Wayne Dawson there on Fox 8 News, it's getting darker and darker outside. So I would imagine the rain...
As the morning continues, that's not usually what happens.
I would imagine the rain is coming if it is not already here. So, you know, I noticed BuzzFeed did the exact same thing that I was doing last night. They were on Reddit, and BuzzFeed published an article of the same...
Oh, is that right?
The same thing that I'm talking about. So there was this Reddit feed that I stumbled upon last night, and it was people... It was asking people visiting the USA for the first time that were in town for the World Cup, because we had so many nations of people in town. What has been your biggest misconception about the USA? So something that you thought about the US,
right?
Something that they thought about the USA, and then they get here and they experience our country, our cities, and they're here in town to see soccer.
And they realize maybe it's not like that.
So here's some of them. The size of Lake Michigan.
Oh.
I asked other passengers what ocean we were flying over. Yeah, those are some big Great Lakes we have.
Dude, even people on the West Coast cannot believe how big the Great Lakes are. When I say that Lake Erie, like, you can't see the end of it, they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you can't see across it.
It's not just a fishing lake.
Nope, not a pond.
Someone wrote... I thought the everything is bigger in America thing was a joke. Then I ordered a medium drink. It's true.
That does make me a little bit nervous about traveling abroad. Like, I'm going to get a pop and I'm going to be so disappointed. It's going to be like 8 ounces.
You can't even say pop.
I can't even say pop.
They're not going to know what you want.
They won't know what the heck I'm talking about.
Let's see here. I came from a small island. The fact that you can drive in a straight line for hours is so weird. A lot of comments are how big everything is. Roads, buildings, food portions.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I've always grown up hearing. But like the fact that our country, like the United States, is ginormous, like compared to like Europe. You can drive from country to country very easily, or like get there by train. But here they're just states.
There were a lot of comments about, like, I love seeing these comments. Someone wrote, to be honest, people were way nicer than I expected. People in general were nice to us and to each other, had no weird interactions during our visit.
Especially if you're in the Midwest. We're nice over here.
There were two that jumped out at me. This was my favorite. America isn't the hellscape that I see on TV. If you're on Reddit or you're on social media, you would think that you're in danger as soon as you set foot on U.S. soil.
Oh, well, that's good.
And this one, this is from a German fan who wrote this. If you want to hate the U.S., watch the news. If you want to love the U.S., drive through it.
Oh, see, I think that's like nail on the head.
That sums it up, right?
Yeah, I think that wraps it up in a nice little bow.
Just a reminder, sometimes get off social media. Go spend some time with people.
Go touch some grass. Go take a drive.
The Q Morning.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Show, it's Q104. The Q Morning Show, it's Bill and Alyssa on Q104. The other day I was talking about how my wife Paula and I recently celebrated knowing each other for 25 years. We met each other 25 years ago.
A quarter of a century.
And Paula moved in like super quick. Like we met in July of 2001. We were living together by September, end of September, first of October.
Wasn't that more of like a practicality move though?
It really was. Yeah. She needed a place to live and I was feeling bold and I was
in love,
infatuated in love. I'm like, just move in with me. It's going to be great.
And see, look at that. It was.
I was right.
It is great.
As I usually am.
2 kids later.
I'm right 95% of the time.
All right. Don't get ahead of yourself now, man.
But I was talking to Paula. I said, were there any dating deal breakers? Like, was there anything in those first couple of weeks or months that maybe if things went a certain way, you would have been out? You were like, you know, I can't spend the rest of my life with this guy. Because sometimes it's something little, it's some minutia at the beginning of a relationship that if it doesn't go the right way, you're out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the time to say sayonara. Not many like strings attached. The stakes aren't high. Did she say that there was anything for you that like if you had exhibited this thing that she would have bounced?
Paula said, I would have been out if you didn't upgrade that bed. And I laughed because I slept in a twin size bed.
No.
Until I was about 25 years old.
Oh my God.
And the reason why is because we were living in
This is why you didn't have a girlfriend.
Oh, you're probably right. The reason why is I lived in an apartment in Lakewood that was basically, it was a 2-bedroom apartment that was really 1.5 bedrooms.
Okay, of those.
My bedroom was so small.
Like you could barely fit your bed in.
Right.
Yeah.
But in the few weeks that I was with Paula, I upgraded to a queen size bed.
How long did it take you? Less than a month?
No, I really 25 years later, I don't remember the timeline specifically, but it was enough where she knew that I was in a twin size bed and she knew that I had a brand new bed, which I mean, you would open the door to the bedroom and you couldn't fully open the door to the bedroom because the queen size bed was in there. But she said, if you didn't get that bed, I don't think we would have been dating.
It would have been game over.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing you did.
I would not have been dating a man that slept in a twin size bed.
That's understandable.
216-474-0104. I thought we could get into that. Like, what was your dating deal breaker?
Ooh.
And it was the one thing that you saw it, you witnessed it, and you're like, I'm out.
Nope.
Because of this, I'm out. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Haley's in Strongsville. Haley, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about dating deal breakers this morning.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I do, and I recently discovered this about myself.
Okay.
I can't date somebody if they don't like music, like at all.
Like a specific type of music?
Like music, period. I went on a date with this guy who, like, I was like, what is your favorite band? Like, pretty easy icebreaker question.
Yeah.
And he just said, like, flat out, I do not have one.
Like, what?
Yeah. Like, literally, I was like, what's your favorite band? He's like, I don't have one. Like, what does that even mean? And then he's like, I don't like music, full stop. I'm like, at what point do you just, like, tell somebody the Beatles or something? Just to, like, have something to say.
Yeah, like, at that point, just make up a lie.
Literally. It was, like, I didn't even know how to process the information. Like, the date went on and whatever, but, like, after the fact, and I, like, really sat with it, I'm like, I can't, like, that's got to be, like the calling card of, a serial killer or something. Like, who does music?
Did you get the sense that he's familiar with music? Like, does he understand, like, has he heard of bands? Has he heard of artists? So it's not like he's living under a rock. He just doesn't prefer it.
I mean, like, it literally, like, I can't name a single artist that, like, even came up organically or anything. I asked him if he had ever in his life been to a singular concert. Never. No interest.
What?
Has not been. Does not want to go. Mm-hmm.
What about music in the car? Does he listen to music in the car?
Girl, this is the biggest red flag for me. He will just drive in absolute silence. He like,
what?
Was like, oh, well, like, it's fine. It gives me a chance to clear my head. I'm like, not even like a podcast, nothing. He was like, well, occasionally a podcast, but like, I don't know. Like, you don't know about what?
Oh, that's like, weird.
I bet he has a safe driving record.
Honestly, probably saves on those little devices that track your driving behaviors. Because, like, what else do you have to focus on other than, like, I don't know, your, like, deepest, darkest thoughts? Like, who drives?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand going through phases between, like, podcasts and music. Sometimes I'm more into podcasts. Sometimes I'm more into music. But just to straight up be like, I don't like it. Nah, that's, like, serial killer behavior.
Literally. Like, I don't like music, period. Like, who
weird
honestly say that?
Well, hey, I mean, at least you know he's not gonna hear this because he's not listening to us in the car.
I know that's right. We are marked safe from this man.
I would like you to pass along his number though, because I do have questions for him. I'd like to interview the guy.
You got it. I'll send it to you.
I want to stage an intervention.
Thank you, Haley.
Well, stay safe out there. Thanks, friends.
Bruno Mars, you're on Q104. I've been watching so many movies this summer, not just the theater, and that's pretty unusual too, just to make it to the theater as many times as I have.
You have been in the theater quite a bit.
Project Hail Mary.
I saw that as well.
Michael. But there's been other movies that I've wanted to see in the theater that I just didn't. One of them I got to see this past weekend because it's finally out on streaming. Obsession.
Oh, yeah. I watched that either last weekend or the weekend before.
Yeah. So it's one of those movies where I've heard that it's the movie that brings Gen Z to the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a type of horror movie. That did you enjoy it?
I did.
Yeah, I thought it
was actually really, really good. I wasn't sure what to expect.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really like go into it looking up anything about it, but I thought it was really good.
So Obsession, and then the other one, I think you've seen this one. Backrooms. Did you see Backrooms?
Oh yeah, we just watched that on Sunday night.
Okay, so is that streaming somewhere?
Yeah, that is. You have to rent it, so you have to pay for it.
How much?
20.
Oh, forget that. I'm not doing that.
Well, the way that I justify it is like I really, really did want to go see Backrooms in theaters. So me and Bryce, my husband, watching it for $20, that's less than it would cost us to go see it in a theater. But
well, sure.
It will probably be available for free in like a month or two.
That's why I waited for Obsession, because I saw where I could have rented Obsession for $20.
We paid for it like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, that's $40 right there. If you would have just been patient, $40.
I was patient enough to wait for it to get on streaming. I didn't go to the theater.
Did you like Backrooms?
It was just okay.
Oh, really?
It was just okay. I really wanted to like it more because it's based on like a creepypasta, like internet lore. And I was really excited about it. I thought it was good, but I wasn't like blown away by it.
I think it's because you paid $20 to see it. And so because it didn't meet your expectations, now you're regretting spending the $20.
It's possible.
That's probably what it is.
I'd be less upset if I didn't pay anything.
216-474-0104. That is our phone number. And we need you to call it right now if you want to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Caller 14, we have tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival this weekend in Avon. Take on Alyssa head-to-head in a trivia challenge. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. Let's get going. Mandy in Broadview Heights, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. You are next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I'll give you the five trivia questions. You'll answer them. We will give Alyssa the same five questions. She will give her answers. Whoever answers the most correctly wins the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Mandy, are you ready?
I am ready.
The government agency called FDA. What does the F stand for?
Food.
Question two. If you do a downward-facing dog, what are you doing?
Yoga.
Question three. Name the TV show that followed the survivors of a plane crash stranded on a mysterious island.
Oh, I know this. Gilligan's Island?
Question four. Loki is the name of this superhero's brother in the Marvel...
Thor.
And final question. Ray Kroc is the man who bought this fast food franchise in the 1960s.
McDonald's.
Mandy, you went 4 for 5.
4 for 5, I'll take it.
And you easily could have gone 5 for 5.
How?
I think you'll be a little mad at yourself when you hear the answer. But Alyssa's back in the studio next.
Okay.
We want her to do less than 5.
Correct.
Alyssa versus Mandy next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Mandy in Broadview Heights.
Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How'd it go?
I think okay.
Mandy went 4 for 5.
Okay, very nice.
Mandy, can I tell Alyssa where you work?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to try to get her to guess based on my clue.
Is this a bonus question?
Yes. You will not get a point for this.
Okay.
Like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there. Forget Jake from State Farm. We got Mandy from State Farm.
That's right.
She knows her stuff. She got 4 today. Alyssa, you need 4 to tie to avoid the loss. Question number 1. The government agency called FDA. What does the F stand for?
Federal? No?
No, the
Food and Drug Oh my gosh.
Administration.
Ah.
Wow.
That's the only one I can miss.
I know.
Dang it.
Love this. Question number 2. If you do a downward facing dog, what are you doing?
Yoga.
Name the TV show that followed the survivors of a plane crash stranded on a mysterious island.
Lost.
Lost is correct. Yeah. Gilligan's Island, they were on a boat tour or something like that, Mandy. They weren't on a plane. Wasn't a plane crash. It was a 3-hour tour, if I remember correctly.
It was.
Question number 4. Loki is the name of this superhero's brother in the Marvel Universe.
Captain America?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, I should have known that. I don't know nothing about Marvel.
Loki is Thor's brother. Final question, and it don't mean a thing. Ray Kroc is the man who bought this fast food franchise in the 1960s. McDonald's is correct. However, Alyssa doesn't have enough correct. And for the second time today, Alyssa goes down. In Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Woo!
Woo!
Nice job, Mandy.
Good game.
Thank you.
Mandy, you have not only the tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival this weekend, you've got the official Bill and Alyssa pennant and the diploma, which you can hang up there in your office at State Farm. So everybody comes and visit, you can just point it out. It's like, that's the day I won Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
That's right. My name is Mandy, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of 2 World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.